It's Thursday, the 31st of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform has started a campaign in the Comas region to raise awareness about managing water sources. This as the Water Resource Management Act, which began on 29 August of 2023, will be fully implemented by February of next year, Ministry spokesperson Simon Nipandulua.
The campaign's objectives are to introduce the key provisions of the Act to the stakeholders, enhance awareness and understanding of the stakeholders' rights and responsibility, highlight urgent compliance requirements as outlined in the Act, to promote collaboration among institutions, non-governmental organizations, and the private sector to participate throughout this campaign, as the campaign will also be taken to all the other 13 regions countrywide.
The city of Windhoek has acknowledged concerns from Groot Oop farmers about the need for a strong regulatory framework for land and infrastructure. The municipal council adopted an action plan to address the issues. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenya has more.
Claim that the city of Windhoek involvement in Groot Oop is counterproductive, does misinterpret facts and overlook the significant steps taken to promote the organized and sustainable growth in the area. Similar concerns have also been raised regarding the Commonage Farm 3, informally referred to Satan's Clock, which is part of the Windhoek Townlands Commonage Farm 3, located within the old municipal boundary, which is managed by the senior municipal official serving a caretaker. Thus, any inquiries about the farm should be directed to the Department of Housing, the Property Management and Human Settlement Division.
South Africa's Deputy President Paul Mashatile will brief the National Assembly about government's efforts to address SA's water challenges. Spokesperson Lina Ledwaba says updates on the national dialogue and land expropriation amendments will also be provided.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile will brief members of parliament on a range of issues, including progress made by government and resolving the high unemployment rate in productive sectors of the economy. The Deputy President will also update on government's efforts to building requisite skills to meet the labor market demand.
Several women have taken their lives after being raped by paramilitary fighters during the civil war in Sudan's Gezira state. According to the BBC, the rapid support forces continue their advance in the territory, but RSF has denied UN accusations linking them to increased sexual violence, claiming the allegations are unsupported. And chair of the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, Navi Pillay, has presented a report to the UN General Assembly. The report released on Wednesday alleged that Israel carried out a policy to destroy Gaza's healthcare system as part of a broader assault.
The International Criminal Court, the first responsibility is for the authority concerned to investigate and bring perpetrators to justice. And only if they're unwilling or unable, then the International Criminal Court steps in. So on that same principle, we make this call, a serious call to, this is a violation, we're drawing it to your attention so they can't say they didn't know about it.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.